and at that time certain sets of the legends will be recounted for certain reasons. Like in the winter, the Rhizone point when the sun is very shy, it seems like the sun is not there much at all. And 26. The legend of Star Crush, D. The night seems very, very powerful. That is the way the spirits are balanced at that time. On the night that is the longest we have the winter ceremony, and that is when certain legends must be told and passed down. That is when the night part of the harmony is at its most powerful, because the next night will not be quite as long. The wise man is the one that keeps track of this. In the winter time the night is much longer than the day. The daytime gets very short. It seems like you have been up for a long time before the sun finally rises. And you eat your midday meal, you start doing daytime activities, and the sun has not been up long when it sets again. Isopozu must work first on days like that. The light of the fire helps. There is not that much to do in the winter. You were asking about the many celebrations. There I so knew have missed. What one was that? The one after the summer festival. In the fall, when the day and night are balanced again, we have another celebration. It happens near the end of harvest when we are celebrating a good harvest, or if it has not been a good harvest, we sing songs to the spirits to help us make it through the winter. At this time, since the nights are getting longer and the work of the summer is about done, we start teaching the children of the village the things they need to know. We pass on the knowledge. Then at the celebration the wise man reveals what abilities the children who have reached the right age seem to have, so they can start learning during the winter. The winter when it is quiet is good to be taught and to develop, like for listening to the wind or seeing the fire or what have you. That would be a good time to learn because of the long nights. And he knows which of the children will be able to do different things. Yes, he has been observing them and he is the wise man. He knows how to make the decisions. For the winter festival the wise man's headdress is made out of the skin of a creature I caught once. I have not seen the like before or since. Oh? It's not a creature? It was real when I killed it. I apologized to it. I was very careful with calling the spirits. 27. That one. I did not know how the spirit of the creature would feel with my killing it. But the village was very hungry then. It was in winter and we needed food. You mean it was an animal I had never seen? Yes. The color was not so unusual. It had long shaggy brown fur, but its head was different. The ears were pointed and somewhat shaggy. And from the center of its muzzle it had a horn coming and curling up slightly. The horn was about this long. About a foot, about this big around, about 2 inches across, and it curved up. And it was ridged like a ram's horn. It had long fangs, and a kind of a beard. I did not know what to call it. It was not like a bear? No, not at all. A bear is peaceful, this animal was a meat eater. I was thinking of various possible animals. It was not like a ram or something similar? No, a ram has 2 horns coming out of the top of the head. This one, between the eyes and the nostrils, midways down, this horn came out. And I do not know the purpose of this horn. It could be used to push something out of the way, but it could not wound because it was not long enough. If it were a little longer, perhaps. I killed the animal. I brought it to the village. And the wise man, the shaman, he said it was a sign. Had he ever seen an animal like it? No. The butcher and the skinner were told to take a special care, which they did. And so they preserved the head. They cleaned it out but they left the bones in place and now the wise man wears this for the winter festival. This certainly did sound like a strange animal. I felt compelled to ask more questions. Did it walk upright or on 4 legs? On 4 legs, it came up to the mid-thigh. Then it was not a large animal. Kind of wide and long, but it was powerful. I would not want to tangle with it. 28. The legend of Star Crush, what up to tail? Yes. It hung close to the body. It was shaggy, too, like a long bear's tail. Lamb trying to picture what it looked like. Have you ever seen a horse? I was thinking of the possibility of a unicorn, or maybe where the legend originated from. Do you know that word? B. R. The word. I know the word. R. I have not. I do not recall seeing the animal. D. Even though this doesn't sound like a horse, I thought maybe it might be similar. B. No. A horse, it eats grass, doesn't it? D. Yes, it does, like the oxen. B. No, this was not a grass eater. D. It ate meat, and it had long fins. What were its feet like? B. Ah, yes. The claws would be out and one would not want to tangle with them if the animal was angry. But when I came across the animal, it was not angry. D. It had claws like a bear? B. Ah. More like a cat, but they did not go into the fingers like a cat's claws do. He meant they didn't retract. D. HMM. It does sound like something strange. I don't think I've ever seen an animal like that either. B. It is the funniest one I have ever seen. D. No wonder the wise man was impressed. B. He asked me to tell him all the details of the hunt, which way the wind was blowing, if there were any snow, for he thought it was a message from the spirits. He needed to know everything, so as to be able to know what the spirits were trying to tell us. The wise man may be the only one who understands the mystery. I do not. I only know that it saved the village from hunger. It must have been sent by the spirits. That is the only answer. Upon awakening, I asked Beth what she remembered about the session. Text continues, page 30. Killing the Spirits, 29, 30. The Legend of Star Crush, B. I remember this man with a headdress on. It was white, kind of triangular shaped. She was making motions and I repeated them for the tape recorder. D. The headdress was like a triangle across the forehead, sloping down on the sides slightly. B. Kind of like a triangle with a curved part of it. D. And it comes to a point in the top. B. Yes, say about a foot or so above the head. Let's see, there should be some designs on it. Kind of like a stylized picture of their sperm. D. You described something that looked like that. Like an arrowhead that had a squiggly stem. But it was more round than an arrowhead? B. No. It was kind of like the curved triangle shape but flat on one side. She said she could draw the designs, so I got out the tablet and marker, and she proceeded to sketch what she could remember. B. And I see him with another headdress on, some kind of a shaggy brown animal. D. Like an animal's head or what? B. Yeah, and it looks like some of the skin too, because I can see a couple of paws on his shoulders. And the head is horned and it has fangs. Ferocious looking animal, I'd hate to tangle with that thing. D. You talked a lot about it. Does it look like anything you've ever seen? B. Really no. It looks kind of strange. I think I could draw some of it too. D. It got a good description, but it would help if you would draw it. She drew a sketch of it. What else comes to mind? B. A large fire, but that's about it. And a field in the sunshine. Those were all of her conscious memories of the session. It often happens that the most vivid memories are those scenes that occurred just before coming out of trance, similar to the remnants of the last dreams before awakening. Killing the Spirits, 31. While I was directing some of my questions in an attempt to establish the locale, I had not forgotten the possibility of the Nordic countries of the European continent. I remembered hearing about the Basque people who claim they have lived in the Pyrenees Mountains thousands of years before the arrival of Europeans. Their origin has long been a mystery, even to themselves, primarily because their language is unlike any other verbal communication on Earth. Their legends claim it was spoken by Adam and Eve, and that one of the sons of Noah settled in the mountains before the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel. The clothing also seemed to indicate a race of this type rather than Native Americans or Eskimos. I soon had to eliminate the Basques because Tuin's climate seemed to indicate he was living within the Arctic Circle. His description of the length of the days at different times of the year definitely placed him in the far north. But we still had no idea of the time period he was living in. If the climate of the world had changed dramatically over several centuries, the location could be somewhere else. I had to continue directing my questions by finding out about animal life and anything that might help to narrow the possibilities. Chapter 3. The village. The location of Duin's village. I would have to try and get as much information about it and the living habits of the people as I could. Just as a detective puts together all the various clues to help him derive at a suitable solution, I would have to put together all the bits and pieces of Duin's life that I could find. This was the only way I could trace the locale of the crashing of the Old One's ship. The village seemed to be operating on a socialistic type of principle. By this I mean that all the people seemed to have a job to perform that would benefit the whole. Each seemed to depend on the other, they were indispensable to each other's welfare. This was the main reason no one had ever ventured very far away. They knew that the village needed each person. Their individual skills were essential for the livelihood of the group as a whole. If even one of them were to leave or were to allow their knowledge or skill to die, the village would suffer. This gave each one a unique responsibility. They were a very close-knit group. Each had their place and their role in the community, such that they operated as a cohesive unit. This may also explain their abilities to read each other's thoughts and to sense each other's emotions. It may also explain their lack of violence and negativity. They functioned in complete harmony with each other. They had apparently been living this way for many generations. The total isolation of being cut off from any outside contact with the world probably accounted for much of their benevolent harmony. They had no disruptive influences from other ways of life or thought patterns. They simply lived in an honest, respectful way, and in order for me to track down 32, the village, 33, close contact with nature. They had no choice because they knew of no other way to live. This also explains why some of my questions did not make any sense to Tuin. He simply could not conceive of any other living conditions. D. Are there a lot of people in a village? B. What do you call a lot? There are enough. Sometimes the winters are hard and some die. Then it is difficult until some of the younger ones grow up to take their place. D. I was thinking that if it's been a long time since the coming of the Old Ones, that there would be many, many people there. B. No, the. Well, I do not know the numbers for it, but we have, 20, 30 houses. That is enough for all of us to sleep in. There are several people in each house, and each person sleeps in whichever house he is comfortable in. D. That might be between 40 and 60 people. Foo, no numbers like that. Chef round, not that many numbers? B. Perhaps a little more. I'm not sure. D. Then it has grown since the Old Ones came. B. That is hard to say. They say there were many Old Ones, but many died and only a few lived. D. I think you told me everyone has a job, in order to help the community. What about the old people? B. The old people, their tasks are lighter. They are honored. They helped the village all their lives. And now when they get too old to do what they did all their lives, we let them live in peace. Usually they make things with their hands, baskets, things like that. Even though they are old and cannot work, they want to stay busy. D. They are taken care of by the village? B. Of course, for they have the legends and the knowledge in them, too. They have heard them all their lives, and so they help pass down the legends. That is important. We cannot lose the knowledge. I make sure they get meat, rabbit, deer, but they do not need a whole deer. D. Can you describe what the smaller dwellings look like? B. They are different according to who lives there, according to how. 34. The legend of Star Crush. They want it on the inside. If the woman who lives there is particularly skilled at weaving, she would have the tools of it on hand, whereas another house may not necessarily have it. An unusual incident happened at this point in the regression. The session was being held at my friend Kay's home. Her dog was in another part of the house and it suddenly let out sharp barking. Normally the subject will not hear anything in the immediate vicinity. When they are in trance, they are usually so absorbed with what they are observing that noises in our time do not seem to bother them. I have had telephones ring that startled me, but the subject will display no reaction. I have also had loud noises such as outside traffic or lawnmowers that are so noisy they almost obscure the sound on the tape recorder, and the subject will say later that they did not hear anything. In this case, with the barking dog, Beth reacted strangely. I suppose Tuin's hunter's ears were so attuned to animals that he picked up the sound and did not realize it was coming from another time period. Beth seemed confused. She stopped talking and listened acutely, the hunter's instincts sharpened. I hear an animal, she remarked. Kay went to see what the dog was barking at. Beth's manner was one of readiness and preparedness as well as confusion. I wish now I had asked him what kind of animal he thought it was, because I do not believe dogs existed in Tuin's area. Instead I gave suggestions that she would not be disturbed. After a brief pause, she dismissed the sound and continued. B, usually our houses are of trees that have been cut down. Of course the branches are cut off. And then they lace the ends together with green skin. When it dries it is very tight. And they put the clay to seal it. One would have to repair it each spring, but that is normal. The clay holds during the winter. In the winter when it snows, the winds blow and they could cause something to become loose. It is hard to see where you want to go. You stay inside. D. Is there any furniture? B. Usually not that much, for we prefer sitting on the floor. But one can make a seat by making a frame and stretching a skin on it. The old people tend to do that. They say the ground is too hard to sit on. The village, 35, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, the floors are usually just the ground. Someone will either build a house on top of a flat rock, or if it is just the ground, there is a way of packing the dirt down to where it is very hard. You do not get dirt on you like you do outside. Sometimes the women, if they are good at weaving, we'll weave things to put on the floor so it would not be all dirt. The houses are the size they should be for the family living there. There is the main room. And for summertime sleeping there is a little side room that I open so that the little ones can sleep in the fresh air without having to worry about animals. It has to have a little bit of wall to keep out the animals, and then it is open. It is under the eaves of the roof so that if it were to rain they will not get wet. What do they sleep on? A frame with a skin stretched across. This frame is usually about this tall off the ground. Hand motions of about a foot high, and it is made wide enough for one or two people. If the women are good with weaving, they weave blankets to sleep on. And then many times they use skins from the animals I bring. Do they eat in the ground? No. There is a low, trying to find the word, table. You can sit on the ground and eat at this table, if you wish. Or sit on the ground and eat on the ground, whichever you prefer. I was wondering how they cook inside in the winter. Is there a fire in the house? Yes, the heat so that you will not get cold. Usually at one end of the house there will be a place in the floor built out of rocks and clay for the fire, so that the children will not fall in it. There is an opening in the roof to let out the smoke without letting in the rain. I wondered how the smoke would get out if the fire was inside the house. The wise man showed us how. At the end of the house, at the wall well, a little way from the wall so that you will not catch your house on fire, you build a fire here, hand motions, and you put many layers of clay on the wall there to protect the wood from the fire. The fire causes the clay to get very hard. After this happens like in a new house, it takes a while to break in a new house. After this is dried, then one can make a tube out of clay and weeds, 36. The legend of Star Crush, something like a hollow log, going up to the opening. It is above the fire and the smoke heads toward it. It helps the smoke to go up to and out the opening without getting into the house too much. It sounded like he was trying to describe a rough version of a chimney. I asked if he would be able to draw the houses so I could see the shape. He said he would try but would make no guarantees. I had Beth open her eyes and handed her the tablet and the marker. Her eyes had a glazed look typical of others I have asked to open their eyes while in trance. She marveled at the mysterious substance which I called paper, and tried to understand how to hold the marker and make it work. I have gone through this same procedure with every subject I have asked to do this while in trance. They view these objects as unfamiliar and strange. I have to divert their attention back to what they are doing or they will continue to be distracted. B. She marked on the paper, it is blue like the sky. D. Yes, and it's able to make designs. Can you show me the shape of your house you live in? B. I will try to make them look like houses, instead of just stick figures. You know what I mean? She drew a house somewhat resembling a log cabin. She pointed to the drawing, referring to what appeared to be bindings holding the logs together. D. What are those made from? B. Leather. It would be passed back and forth until everything was wrapped. D. Are the bindings only on the ends like that or erect all the way across? B. They are basically on the ends. If the logs are cut right where they balance, that is the only place you need them. But if one side is particularly long, sometimes in the center there will be extra bindings. And in between here it would be stuffed with clay and leaves to fill in the gaps. The roof is more round than it is square. More like a dome than a point. The village, 37, 38. The legend of Star Crush. D. What are the supports made out of that hold the roof up? B. Poles, usually. They are not bent. They just meet together at the top, and when you put the grass over it, it rounds it off, to where the snow would slide off. And some people like to try to put day on the inside to help keep out rain. Some do and some do not. It depends on how you like things. We would put the long grasses on the roof. And then on top of that we would put poles around to help hold the grasses down. And usually at the side would be the opening built of day for the smoke to come out. The doors would be usually covered either with skin or bark, usually skin because you can tack it up tight. There are openings in the walls, windows, so you can open it up and let light and fresh air in, and then close it to keep the cold out. These would be covered either with slabs of wood and or skin. I next asked if the construction of the larger two-story building was the same as the smaller houses. B. Yes. For the two-story house, it is wider on the bottom and it goes narrower up on the top, to where the second story is smaller than the first story. She drew it. It is slanted to help the walls to hold together. She had finished the drawings. I took the tablet and marker away and told her to close her eyes once more. D. What is that larger building used for? B. Different things. When it is bad weather, like in winter and people want to meet tell stories, they meet in the large building. The winter evenings get long. Staying in your own house all the time eat is not good. There is a fireplace there. In the cold weather it is needed. Sometimes the farmers meet and decide about crops for the next spring, where to plant what. Sometimes people meet just to have fun. D. Do they have any trouble with food in the winter? B. They store food. The meat that I hunt is dried and it is used. Some of the vegetables are stored, the ones that can store. In the winter we eat a lot of stew. D. One time you told me that sometimes they cook in one big pot outside, the village, 39, and everyone eats one meal together unless there was a lady who wanted you to eat especially with her. Laugh, but what do you do in the winter? You do not eat outside, do? B. Oh no, no. Many people each prepare the meals in their own dwellings. Or, if they want and the weather in it too bad, a few families will gather in the large building and they have a meal together. Sometimes I have to eat outside if I am hunting. D. You said the larger building at were floors. What is in the upstairs floor? B. Sleeping rooms mostly. A meditation room. There is a pallet to sit or lie on. And there are shutters that you can open to where you can look out across the mountains. And there is a metal bowl in which you can make a small fire in case you want to meditate upon the flame. People go there to be by themselves. They think things out. D. Do you do that sometimes? B. Sometimes. I do most of mine in the woods. D. Have the people always believed in meditation? B. I think so. It is known to be beneficial. D. You say downstairs was the fireplace and a meeting room, and that you sometimes use the sleeping room in the back. Are the other sleeping rooms for people that do not have a regular home? B. Yes, or for young people who want to get together. During another session I came across Tuin when he was away from the village. He was watching the river from high on a mountainside. Since the river was an essential part of the village's life, I wanted to know more about it. B. I'm up on the mountainside, leaning on a boulder. The river is quite a ways below. I was listening to the song of the river. It is in harmony with the song of the earth, and it helps me to be in harmony. D. What's your favorite time of the year? B. I like all the times of the year. They follow each other in harmony in the way they should go. Each time is beautiful to itself. Spring is special because you can leave the houses again. You can go outside. 40. The legend of Star Crush, D, B, D, B, and be close to the Earth Mother again. It gets cold in the winter, so you stay inside. Can I ask you some questions? You are the one who asks questions. Yes. Is that river always flowing all thy year? No. You can tell the fall is coming because it starts freezing over. First skim ice and then it thickens. In the winter it flows fairly swiftly, but it is under the ice. And in spring it makes a lot of noise when D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, the ice breaks up. Some places it is a stone's throw wide, and other places it is more narrow and swift. In the spring it rushes faster from the rains and the melting snow. At one point it is partially blocked by rocks and some trees. There is some water pooled up there. It has been that way a long time. I do not remember how that happened. What is a source of water when the river freezes over in the winter? Oh, there is plenty of snow. You bring the snow inside, it melts and you drink. You have to bring in a lot, for the snow melts down to very little. Do you have boats? We have a few that we use in the summer. Sometimes for fun, sometimes for fishing. Some of the farmers like to fish when they want to rest from farming. How do they catch their fish? It depends. Usually they lure it with a flower or a bug or something. Or if they do not have time to sit and wait, they make something like a net to be weighted under water and it traps the fish. What do the boats look like? They look like boats. I mean, are they large? How many people could sit in them? Two or three. They are made out of wood because wood floats. They are flat, like a raft but with sides. You cannot make them go where you want to go. They are hard to handle. They get a long sapling and they push it at the bottom of the river, and they go out into the current. Sometimes the young boys will get the sapling and a raft, and in the spring when the current's going fast they go out into the center and just let the raft go where it will. The village. 41. That sounds like it would be fun. Yes, you get wet. Do you like to fish? I could, but I am always in the woods. I like seeing them. Has anyone ever thought of following the river to see where it goes? Not far. Where it comes from the mountains. There is nothing there but snow. And where it goes, there is a waterfall. It is very beautiful. It is, slightly taller than a tall tree. And is crashes, booms and bangs. You cannot go over the falls. But when you stand there, the river goes on and there is nothing else there. I do not know where it goes. D. Does the waterfall ever freeze and stop? B. Sometimes in the depths of a winter that is particularly cold, it will freeze. But usually there is some water still seeping. It is very beautiful when it is frozen. But it could do all kinds of things in the winter and I not know it, because I normally do not go that far. It is about 3 days' journey. D. Oh, I thought it was close. And you said you had never gone much further away than that? B. No, not in that direction. D. I wondered if anyone ever got curious and wanted to follow the river and see where it went. B. Oh, yes. The young boys, there is always a time when they are wanting to follow the river to its end. So they go and they follow a ways. But then they see that hunting in it is easy as what it seems when they see me do it. And there are no plants along the way that they can eat. So they get hungry and they come back. They say that it went on, that they did not find the end. D. Then no one has really left the village to find out. B. No, not within memory. Thus far my questioning had revealed few clues. The people were positive there were no other people on the earth but them, mainly because of their isolation. I thought someone might have attempted a journey down the river and located others, because throughout history, D, B, D, B, D, B, 42, the legend of Star Crush, groups of people have always settled near water. But the waterfall made this impossible unless you were traveling on foot, and Tuyin was the only one capable of making such a trip.